Good morning. How excited are you? How nervous are you right now? Because this is like Festival Eve to you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I tell you what, I'm much less nervous now. The weather's looking up.
Yeah, tell us exactly what was the aim? What's the aim of Festival? How is it different from Latitude, from V, from all the others?
Well, I think what's important is because we're not Latitude or Harvest or Maverick Fest in that sense. It's not like 10,000 people, chasing through mud to see massive acts on a tiny stage. It's a very, very small, intimate little gig, and we're sort of highlighting sort of world-class acts and managing to bring them to sort of one of Suffolk's leading market towns. And to reinforce that, we do have some fantastic headline acts headlining.
And they are that point in their career. The talent that you've got it's just before they hit huge big time, isn't it? I mean, they are going to be really big names within a very short while. They are within the music industry already, I know, and the fan base is there. But you know what I mean? They are not necessarily those household names at the moment.
That's right. I've kind of mixed it up. I've got two headline acts which are about to explode onto the scene. A band called Bastille that's recently signed to a major label. They've just started their first UK tour. They released their first single under a major on the 30th of April. And, they've had hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of hits on YouTube and gone viral in that sense. And another guy called Brian Keane, who's been Ed Sheeran's support act for the past year now. And he's now been signed up. And again, it's probably going to be a household name within the next 6 months. And then mixing that in with Beth Orton, who is, a world-renowned, multi-Brit award-winning songstress.
To have her there is a real coup, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And one of my all-time favourite bands as well, called Turin Breaks, who are a very cult band and, had huge success over the past 10 years.
It's also about food and drink, and it's very much about Suffolk, isn't it, really? If you can shake a stick at it, and Suffolk shakes back, it's going to be there.
Absolutely. Every stall that we have there is from the local area, and most of them actually from the town itself. And so it's all gourmet barbecues with Suffolk meat, and a couple of shops in the town have got stalls there. And it's sort of a boutique, intimate little event, and it's only 400 people, so the whole thing feels quite exclusive.
It's like a private party that you've got an invite to.
Yeah, I think that's a nice way.
Okay, so is it too late to get an invite? I mean, is it too late to buy a ticket?
We do still have tickets left. We're also holding back quite a lot of tickets on the day as well, so if you don't buy a weekend ticket, there will be tickets available on the door.
And where do we find out more? What's the website address?
You can follow us on Twitter, and it's Festival, it's spelled F-E-S-T-E-A-V-A-L, and we called it that because it was behind the T-heart. So it's at Festival for Twitter, and then if you go on Facebook, you can follow us at facebook.com/festivalwoodbridge, and then the website's at festival, is festival.co.uk.